Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today. So you have all that freedom to be able to do what you love, to be with those that you love, doing whatever the heck you want when you want. But it's not just about your own comfort and convenience. It's much more than that. It's because as a Rippler, you know you can create a ripple effect in the lives of those around you, because the more you prosper, the more you're abundant, the more that you're financially free, the more you can serve at a greater level. And that's how you can bless more people's lives. And it doesn't have to start only when you're free. This is something you can start right now. And so I'm excited to have you guys here today. I'm excited for you guys that are following, binging, and even now watching these videos and that sort of thing. So in any case, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, as a quick reminder today, just check out our website, moneyripples.com, for all, hopefully there'll be some more blogs here soon, but definitely there's great some blogs and information on there. Great ebook you can check out as well called Beyond Rice and Beans. It's free. You can download on there. So check it out. Hey, quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X, group.com. Check them out. So today, I wanted to talk about something where I know that with the new year and everything, and I'm getting snowed in right now, so it's awesome, but with the new year, it's kind of fun to see the goals that people have, right? And I wanted to kind of go through over these few weeks, talking about some of these different goals or how they might relate back to you. And of course, debt is always a big one for people. You know, should I pay off my loans or not? Which loans should I be paying off? Should I be completely debt free or not? You know, and that kind of thing. And so I want to talk about that today because I really want to really drive home the point. And I know I've done other shows about debt before, but I really want to drive home the point of, you know, should you be paying off your debt here in 2020? And so there's a few things to look at. First and foremost, understand that one, it's always about you as a steward. It's always about your own individual situation. It's about who you are and how you show up. And the better the steward you are, the more likely you probably don't need to pay off debt. The worse of a steward you are, if you're more of a spender, if you're in that kind of scarcity mentality and you tend to blow money, paying off debt might be the very best thing you could be doing this year. Because at least then you're guaranteed to not lose that money month after month, right? Because it really is about cash flow. When you have more cash flow, that's when you create more freedom. Now, there's a lot of times that people come from more from a saver mentality, and they think, I got to pay off this debt because I don't want to be in bondage. And in some cases, that can be true. Like maybe paying off debt would be better. But from a steward perspective, you look at both ends of the spectrum. You're looking at both sides. You're saying, all right, I've got money. Money is coming in. What's the best, most effective use of this money right now for me, right? Not for your brother-in-law that's telling you how they created an extra couple grand or whatever they did. We're not talking about anything like that or your neighbor across the street or even me, right? It really comes down to who you are and where you're at. And so stewards are always looking for what's the best use of this money? What could it be? For some people, just simply putting money in savings and having more of an emergency fund is way more important than paying off your debt. And I'll tell you this, if you don't have at least a little bit of an emergency fund, you shouldn't even be worrying about paying off your debt right now. You know, I saw somebody post on Facebook the other day. They said, hey, my husband and I were having a debate. You know, we have $30,000 they have $30,000 in cash. They owe $60,000 on their mortgage. She said, should we put that $30,000 to our mortgage or should we put it in savings? And of course, you know, with my response, like it kind of depends on who you are and what's going on. But as a general rule of thumb, I would say definitely do not put that onto your mortgage, because it's way safer to have the $30,000 in cash in savings than it is to pay that off. And I learned that. I learned that over 10 years ago during the last recession. I put extra money into my house. And then when the recession hit, the banks wouldn't let me get to that money. And that's it. Now, see, many people will type in their little calculators or their, you know, things like that to figure out how much in interest they make or save. But the truth is that when it comes to practicality, right, when it comes to actually how this applies to real life, sometimes having that cash available is way more important than not having the debt payment. Now, granted, I like paying off loans, especially if they're inefficient. And I would turn you towards a past podcast I did last year. It was called The Best Way to Pay Off Your Debt. Kind of a good title. It's episode number 335. And you can check that out. I talk about the cash flow index that I created back in 2008. And it's something I've been using for myself, my clients for years. It can really help you determine whether or not you should pay off a loan and how much or which loan should you be paying off. And it doesn't matter the type of loan as much as it does that index number. And that's the big thing, is like, what's your rate of return with the cash flow? Because that ongoing month-to-month expense or that month-to-month income are the two things you should be really looking at. It's not about how much debt you have. It's not about how much you have in savings. It ultimately comes down to, what does it do for your monthly cash flow? Now, I want to bring up an example here, because this guy was actually he's a very well-respected guy in the dental community, and I actually love him. I think he's an awesome guy. We were even on a panel on stage together, and a lot of things we were saying back and forth were actually matching up, you know, compared to almost anybody else. So actually, I have huge respect for this guy. Been in the industry for many, many years, and has coached people in business very well. And so I'm going to bring this, I'm going to bring up this Facebook post so I can actually kind of quote it. But the point was, he's talking about how most dentists never become financially free, not because of investing or whatever, but because they make other people wealthy and they become poor themselves. And they say that, you know, that he talked about a lot of the myths, the financial myths, like, you know, just, you know, paying off a loan, you can make money, right? Or, you know, it's like buy term and invest the difference. He says that's a big myth. You know, doing a 529 plan for college savings, you know, using your mortgage to save on taxes and things like that, or getting financial advisors that don't know anything, or maxing out 401ks. He's completely, you know, he's saying like those are myths. And I agree with a lot of that. The one thing he talked about is that he said, hey, if on your mortgage, you can get a guaranteed 277% return by paying it down. And so he used an example. He said, hey, I've got a $310,000 mortgage at 4.5% for 30 years. So he says the big lie is that it's only 4.5%, but he's like, it's not true, because that first year's of mortgage payments that you're paying, right? And the mortgage payment's almost $1,600 a month. He says that the first year, only $5,001 goes towards principal, while the other $13,800 and change goes to interest. Now, those of us that have mortgages or any kind of loans, we know that in the beginning, more goes towards principal than interest. And that's completely true. Many people will say that's the evil thing, and that somehow banks are using it to mess you up. And no, they're not. They're not doing it to screw you over, for lack of a better word. But that's what he was saying. He's like, hey, if you just took that $5,001 extra principal you would have paid the first year anyways, throw it extra onto your mortgage, you'll save that $13,848 in interest. Now, I did the math just to double check. I was like, yeah, he's right. And so his argument is, hey, if you do that, $5,001 becomes in 30 years, you know, from that saving of interest over those 30 years, or really just knocks off a year off your mortgage, right? He's saying like what it does right there is that, hey, you've just earned, you know, you've made a 277% return, because 5,000 became almost 14,000. Now, here's the thing. I said, you know what? That's a good point. Let's figure out, if you didn't pay it towards that mortgage, what would the return have to be if you did save it instead? So I ran the numbers, and guess what? It was just under 3.5%. So even though it's a 4.5% mortgage, because that whole compound versus simple interest you might hear me talk about, what ended up happening is, you know, $5,001 becomes that same number at 3.46%, or just over it. So as long as you're earning about just under 3.5%, you win, even compared to his example. Now, I kind of brought this up, and he brought up another example of a student loan, and I use that too, and I'll bring that up in a second. But his whole purpose was, hey, but yeah, people don't do that. And that's probably true. If somebody's a spender mindset, they won't save the money anyways. He's completely right. But my point is this show, and this is kind of the danger, is because when people come from that saver mentality, now, because that is a saver kind of teaching, right? When you come from that perspective, it still is based a little bit in scarcity. And what happens is that when scarcity teaches other people that are in scarcity, it just makes it more rampant. And so my frustration was more of, okay, yes, but the problem is when you already have people that are in that scarcity saver mentality, you just justify them doing something rather than learning to become a better steward. And even somebody said that down in the comments later after I made a comment, you know, made some comments. They said, yeah, but Chris, not everybody is a professional investor like you are. I said, you don't have to be. Think about it. That $5,001 making less than 3.5%, we realize that we've got 5-year CDs out there with some banks or credit unions paying that right now. You can legitimately make that money right now. And you don't have to be an investor. You could do the same old traditional junk of throwing it in a CD, a 5-year CD, and just keep putting it in over and over for the next 30 years. And you would do that. And you would make the same money, if not better. Now, granted, he said it's guaranteed to be paid off. And that's true. And that's something to consider for sure. But the thing is, if you're a steward and you understand the things that we teach, the principles as well as the strategies that we teach on the show, oh my goodness, it's nothing in comparison. And so I use that example. And so, and he talked about a student loan as well, because of course, dentists get killed with student loans. He used that. And that's the one I talked about, because he said, here's a way to make 1,000% interest. So this is the one I honed in on the most, right? And he talked about, you know, that 30-year, $300,000 dental school loan at 7.9%. You're paying $2,180 a month. And, you know, very low goes towards principal. And he's just talking about if you pay extra towards it, you know, if you put that extra money towards it, you'll make 1,000% return on your money over those 30 years, especially with that higher interest, right? So he kind of bring that up. He just said, hey, you could pay this off in 5 years instead, save yourself, you know, $420,000. Now, I said, okay, well, let's talk about those numbers there. So I came in, I said, hey, I've actually presented on this before, you know, talked about, you know, the money that you can make. And actually I used the crappy 3.5% CD would actually beat it. Meet that mortgage. Now I said, same thing. I said, now what if I only earned 8% on that money? So again, going back to the mortgage example, right? So I use that as the focus here. The student loan I get, and that still applies, but it's a different scenario. So I said, what if I only earned 8% on that money? So what if instead of putting that $5,001 to your mortgage, you earn 8%, right? Well, that 8% now becomes over $50,000 versus $13,848. You make really not quite triple, but almost triple the money. Even though you didn't have triple the interest of that 4.5% interest, at 8%, that was $50,000. And the thing that now 8% is not unrealistic. I mean, it's, you can find that in a lot of different places. I think that's a very conservative number, especially if you're doing the kind of things we talk about in the show and you do it wisely, you do it right way, not gambling with your money and blowing, you know, throwing at investment money at people that should not be doing investing for you. And so I said that, I made the same point. If you're an uncontrollable spender, pay off your mortgage, right? But if you're a wise steward, increase your assets. Now, of course, this got a lot of replies, right? and they said, you know, hey, you're a professional investor. Well, you don't have to be, right? One of them said, you know, with this mentality, you know, this is what I said, right? I said, in my experience, a large variety of people over the last 18 years, it's split about 50-50 between savers and spenders. The problem with teaching everyone to be debt-free rather than wise stewards is that now they don't know how to grow their money, right? It only perpetuates those myths. So people stay in ignorance, and I don't want that. But the truth will set you free. You know how to do these things. So teaching the people the debt-free to go only keeps people more ignorant, right? And so I just want to open up to people to have a choice. It's not that paying off debt is good or bad. It's just a strategy, right? But I want people to have that choice, and you included, as you're educated enough to say, wait, I have a choice here. I could do either or. And so they started to kind of say, okay, I can see what you're saying here, right? Let's see. Just kind of skipping down through all these comments. Here's the student loan example I used. So I said to beat the student loan example of adding the extra $2,766 a month, all I have to do is earn at least 7.38%. So I said, hey, yeah, 7.9%, but if you earn at least 7.38%, even with paying all the extra principal towards it, you still win. Again, it comes back to stewardship, right? And that's really the whole point of what I'm saying here is, again, this guy is awesome. He's very well respected. He does an amazing work. But I want you guys to know that it is all about stewardship. It's about learning what you could be doing otherwise. I'd even run 10 or 12% returns or more, right? And those numbers could be very possible depending on what kind of investments you're doing. That's not a far-fetched idea. I know some of you guys will be like, yeah, right. Like I've heard that with the stock market. You're right. You know, I love Ben Stein's quote that his father taught him, who was a Harvard economist. His father's taught him. He said, listen, figures don't lie, but liars figure, right? People can use numbers all they can to try to manipulate things that they want, right? But that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm completely open to doing either strategy. However, and this is what I tell all my clients is when I know better, because I have more knowledge and I have a greater understanding, and you can have it too. It's not difficult. It's not a hard world to understand the investment world, especially if you learn true principles. You start to learn true principles, understand things like, really, if you want a good book to learn some good principles, some basic stuff about money and how to keep it, read the book, Richest Man in Babylon. Yes, it's done in story format. They use a lot of, you know, F verbs, right? They do a lot of these and thous and thys. It's like reading the Bible, but you know, it's such a cool story in the sense that it helps you to say, hey, I'm not just here to grow it. You know, especially if you're starting out, you know, you want to save, you know, yes, you want to start paying yourself for saving. You want to start making sure that you live within your means and creating a nice budget, not in scarcity, but you know, make sure in my opinion, you should actually not just pay yourself 10%, but donate 10% plus pay yourself 10%. Live on 70 to 80%, have another 10% maybe to build up for investments and things like that. And then 70% you live on. And that's not always possible. It takes some time to get there, but you can do it. But you know, and then of course they talk about, you know, not investing money with people that aren't in those specialized in those areas, right? You know, he talked about how he gave, you know, money to a bricklayer who was buying jewels. You don't do that, right? It's the same thing. Like I had somebody I talked to recently where they gave money to somebody, they turned money over to somebody where they were investing in Forex. And they're like, yeah, they're paying me 10% a month. It's awesome. And I said, buddy, do the math. Take $100,000, put it in your calculator, 20 years at 120% a year. That's just what they're paying you. Obviously, they have to make more in order to pay you that money, right? So I said, run it. You know, in fact, I'll run it right now. I'll tell you guys right now what that is. So say you had $100,000, right? And yeah, you earned 120% interest. And I'm just going to do this over 20 years. 20 years, that's it, right? Here's what the number ends up being. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, you know, who's the richest man in the world right now? It's right around, you know, it's been a fight between Buffett, you know, Bezos and Gates, but they're trying to approach that 100 billion mark, right? Here it is. If you have 100,000 bucks making 120% a year or 10% a month for 20 years, your $100,000 becomes $705,425,486.41. Basically, you become more than 7 times richer than the richest person in the world. Bull. Okay? That's not true. And so there's a lot of people that try to do this stuff like, well, yeah, they've made tons of money in the Forex. They don't make that kind of money. And I'll tell you, every time I've seen that kind of situation, every time, either one, they can't keep up the returns and the fund, you know, shuts down, they go bankrupt, or the SEC shuts them down. The securities department, whether for the state or the country, will shut them down and they're gone. So if you have any of you guys are in a deal like that, that is not legit. I can tell you it's impossible to sustain those kind of returns. It just doesn't work. Come on, 20 years. Buffett's in his, you know, he's practically 90 years old right now. It just doesn't happen. So anyways, I'm teaching you guys, I want you guys to be wise stewards to make sure you do stuff. And when it comes to this paying off debt, it's the same thing. You know, it depends on who you are as that steward. Are you a spender, a saver, or are you a wise steward? I'll tell you, with a steward knows how to deal with money. And even more importantly is that, you know, throw more money on a loan. The thing is, now it's out of your possession. It's in the bank's possession. By the way, it's banks that are telling you to pay off debt early so they get their money back quickly, but you lose the control of that money, right? Who's the better steward of your money? Is it you or the bank? And that really is an individual, personalized answer for each of you. my goal with this show is to, again, create the ripple effect through you so you can create wealth yourself. You become the wise steward to where, yeah, that kind of advice just isn't the best strategy. It's not the best way to go. So anyways, guys, I hope this was valuable for you. If you have a goal to pay off debt this year, awesome, great. You know, if that's something that's a big deal, you know, that's something you should do. So if you have any questions, you can always shoot an email to me, chris@moneyripples.com. In the meantime, guys, I want to just wish you a wonderful and prosperous day, and we'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.